Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
But first, new research from the latest News Talk Amorok poll shows 77% of people feel it's too expensive to go to a sports event as a family. And I'd love to hear listeners' experience of this today. If you want to share your views as well and take part in any of the Amorok future surveys, you can get the details on amorok.com. You can sign up there. But are sports events too expensive for families? Dermot is on the line in Dublin. Dermot, what's your view? Are they too expensive or not?
Oh, they're gone through the roof, especially for, say, international football. That's where we'd be coming from now. I was just looking there before I came on. And the two upcoming games, the Greece and the English game, and the adult prices start off there around. Now, again, they're doing these things where you know, it's very, very hard to get single tickets. So two adult tickets is 150 quid going up to 175 and rising. And that's not even including children's tickets.
That's just for yourself, for two adults to go?
For two adults, yeah. Yeah, you throw kids' tickets into the mix there if you're lucky enough to get them. And yeah, no, you could get a weekend away nearly, you know, for the prices. They're astronomical. Like, you know, there was a time not so long back when the FAI had a thing called the John Giles Foundation, or the Johnny Giles Foundation. Mm-hmm. And what clubs used to do was they used to collect money for the charity, send it into the FAI, and your club could have X amount of tickets for the teams to go to certain amounts, or certain friendlies, or certain international games, Republic of Ireland games, and Aviva. And just before I had a hip operation, we was inquiring, and he said, "No, we don't do that anymore." You know, it's they're like hen's teeth to try and even get teams to go to games. Yeah. So we can perfectly understand how, you know, families have moved away from it. Now, we wouldn't know. I'd say rugby would probably be around the same. League of Ireland games, and again, coming from the soccer point of view, but League of Ireland games would be, you know, be reasonable-ish, you know. But they're starting to climb. Prices are climbing everywhere.
So does it deter you then and the family from going?
110%.
Yeah.
110%. I brought my kids are all grown now. My two lads used to play football as well. And I was blessed to be able to bring them to an awful lot of Irish games, or home games, through the foundation and the club system, the club ticket system, the way they were given to, you know, just basically fill out the Aviva for the cameras. That's all it was. That was literally what it was doing. Because when it was a time when Ireland weren't, you know, doing so well, and it looked good on TV.
Yeah, well, it's probably seen as a good thing now that more people are parting ways with their own hard-earned cash to go, though.
It's, do you know what, you need, as we used to say, you need a grain type of money to be going to Ireland games now. You know, it's gone really, it's moved away from grassroots, it's gone really D4 sort of thing, you know.
Right, okay. What about you, Lucy? Is it too expensive to bring the family to sports events?
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. They've all gone. The League of Ireland aren't too bad, actually, because my youngest goes to a lot of UCD matches, and They're actually okay, because they're only a fiver for the kids, so that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I know the adults have gone up a bit, but it's only a fiver for the kids. Now, when you're starting, when I spoke to you beforehand, my youngest is sports mad, so all of a sudden I'm immersed in a world of GAA and Irish rugby. Well, I was always into Irish rugby, but now we're going to matches and Leinster matches, and even I was actually looking up there how much it would cost to go to the Armagh Galway final the weekend, and the tickets for adults were start at €100.
Yeah, €100. Like, and that's where,
so, you know, and that's if you can get them. Like, I mean, that's like you have to sell a kidney to get them. So, you know, and you're talking about people. People have to remember, okay, if we're from Dublin, and Croke Park is obviously in Dublin, you know, we'd have a certain amount of expense. But if you look at people coming down from Armagh and coming across from Galway, like, they have the added cost of travel, of maybe having to stay somewhere if they can't drive that far, public transport, whatever. And if you're talking about a family, and if you're within the GAA world, which I now find myself immersed in, it's all in. You're all in. So the whole family goes. It's, you know, it's a huge event, but you could be looking at it costing people £600, £700, £800.
It is, but I know the GAA would say to this, like, it's the pinnacle of the GAA calendar. It's the Super Bowl of the NFL. You're not going to get better than that.
And I agree with that. I think where my issue was, and I was talking to a researcher about this, is now what I'm questioning when they're pricing tickets for sports events, they seem to have moved away from the supporters' love of the sport to the people selling the tickets' love of profit. And that's where the issue is that profit has now overtaken,
okay.
I think. Not for every organisation. I'm not talking about every organisation, but you can certainly see that, you know, the tickets are going up exponentially and it may not necessarily be in relation to costs. We all know costs are going up, so of course they have to go up a little bit. But if you actually tracked it to see how exponentially how has it risen in line with prices, I can nearly guarantee you will find that the prices have risen a lot
okay.
more than the expenses.
Mortimer Murphy's on the line, Lucy, with us as well. Mortimer's a sports journalist in Kerry. Are families priced out of sports events, Mortimer?
Yeah, well, they definitely are down in Kerry. Geographically, obviously, we're in the very southwest tip of Ireland. So if there's a major game match, All-Ireland final in Dublin, that means invariably probably an overnight stay. Whether you stay the Saturday or the Sunday night, you might stay both. And with the prices in hotels, I think there was a report on News Talk this morning in the breakfast show, and they were talking about the prices of hotels. And that's a huge cost. But I think, look, sport defines us as a nation, I think. Sport should be for everyone. And I think there's a danger that we're taking it for granted. It shouldn't be elitist either. But if you look at All-Ireland finals, basically, 82,000 in the Croke Park, really, it's not a family occasion. It probably should be, but it's not, because the tickets are just not there. The semi-finals are probably, you can get a ticket for that, so that's more suitable to the family.
Mm.
But by the time you have the corporate section sorted, all the tickets, there's no public sale of tickets, in fairness to the GAA, they go through the clubs. And eventually people get them, but the people who get them are people who may never been at a club match, who never had been at a league game or an early championship game, but this is their outing, the All-Ireland. So that's where I think the elite, if you can call it that, the elitism comes in. And the ordinary supporter who would have been around the country following the team during the year, they can hardly get them. The fact that the minor matches are not on in Croke Park now beforehand means that there are two more counties. Sometimes it's a double up, but invariably maybe two different counties. They don't get a chance to get tickets and to go either. So, you know, the All-Ireland final, hurling and football, it's our national game. It's very hard for families to afford. I mean, a family from Kerry, you'd have no change out of €1,000,
yeah.
I'd say, by the time you'd have hotels, tickets and a bit of grub and transport costs up to Dublin. So, yeah, it is beyond. But I think the place to go then is you have to set your sights maybe a bit lower and go to semi-final. Or if you want to see the Clifford brothers, for example, David, who is kind of a sport, you can see him for a tenner. Playing with his club Fossa in Killarney this Saturday evening.
Yeah.
So why not go along there?
Why not travel down for that? Yeah, like it's...
Yeah, you could travel. Yeah, you could travel. There's a lot of people and it's being streamed as well. You can watch it for a tenner streamed as well.
So the whole...
there are alternatives. But if you're asking me, are prices, you know, I mean, if you go to Cheltenham Racing, a lot of Irish fans do, price is 75 bottom line for a ticket.
You've got to fly, you've got to get accommodation, you've trains,
yeah,
a whole host of other things to take into account.
Even worse, somebody was telling me recently, I don't be in Royal Ascot.
Yeah, we'll only dream of getting there one day, maybe Mortimer to Royal Ascot. Oliver's got in touch. He says, I don't understand people moaning about the cost of All-Ireland tickets. Put it up against the cost of a concert. I actually think it's incredible value, says Olive. Keith in Dublin says, I went to see Ireland and Hungary in the friendly before the Euros, got a family pack of two adults and two kids in a premium section for €160 all in. But on qualifying match night, I'd say you could actually quadruple that amount, says Keith. Paul says, to be honest, it's not just sports events. I wanted to bring my grandson to a truck show in Mondello a couple of weeks ago. And for my wife, the grandson and myself, it worked out at £100. And that's just to get in, according to Paul. This is the Amorach News Talk poll that's out today. 77% of people agree it's too expensive for families to go to a sports event. Sharon is on the line. Sharon, what's your experience?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I just think there's too much emphasis on football. We're multicultural now. I've just joined the Tango community, which is just amazing value. For €15 last night, I went to two classes. I did a social Malanga afterwards, practice, and that was for until 11 o'clock. So that was good value. Now, on Sunday, people came up from the country. They came up from Limerick and Kerry for a special event. Again, you know, amazing value. There are other things out there and people are just not being introduced to them, I think.
Yeah. As,
you know, we need to raise more awareness. On Friday night, Mind the Step, that is the place to be. It is buzzing.
For 15
quid. Different kinds of dancing. Yeah, for the whole night. And you can actually go and watch at the moment. You can go and just dip your toe and you can go for free and just watch and see, would you like it?
You're looking for something a bit cheaper. Well, what about you, Carmel? Carmel's in Waterford. Do you think families are priced out of big sports events?
I do indeed. I think every sport should have a family ticket and give people, because if the youngsters are brought, they will get a love of the game, no matter what game it is. It brings several different types of games. And they are the people of the future. They will grow up with it. They'll see what it's like. They'll get a taste for it. And eventually they'll be the people who will be bringing people later on. So that the
you need a bit of buy-in.
The GA or whatever it is won't lose in the long run. It may cost a little bit in the beginning to give family tickets. But really, in the scheme of things, it's a very small cost. Mm. Very good return.
You see, that's the thing, Mortimer, isn't it, though? Because, like, whether or not it's a child or an adult that's in the seat, once the bum is on the seat, it's taking up space. So, you know, why would any of the big sporting organisations have the kind of family pack prices?
Yeah, well, as an earlier caller was saying, the FRI used to have it. Of course, the FRI has changed so much. I mean, I've been involved in soccer in Kerry. We have Kerry FC down here at the moment. And as somebody was saying, League of Ireland, I mean, it's 20 quid to get in, €20, and the kids get in for less than that. So it's not a major deal in that regard. But no, as the caller was saying, they're big events. Look, they have to make they're the events that they're going to make their money on, and the GAA and other organisations are non-profit. So you'd assume, and we know, that a lot of the money is going down through the organisation to pump back. And we must remember, I suppose, I think the main aspect of this, and one of the main problems with it, is the fact that youngsters are not allowed to see the stars that they see on television. They want to see them up in person. They want to see and watch them play, no matter what county they come from. If they're not seeing them, they may not continue on in sport. And physical inactivity in younger people is declining as well.
Yeah.
And
it's, I know, I take your point.
25-30% cause of it has been a study was done there a couple of years back. 25 to 30% cause of cancer, colon cancer, of diabetes, and of heart problems.
Okay.
So
okay.
We need our youth and we need our adults.
We need to be encouraged.
Yes.
Fair enough. Paul is on the line in Dublin. Paul, do you feel priced out of it?
Big time, and I'd love to know where, you know, it's supposed to be an amateur sport. I'm talking about Gaelic now. It's supposed to be an amateur sport. They have concerts left, right and centre in Croke Park, and I'd love to know where all this money's gone.
Back to the clubs.
Does it go back to the clubs, though? Has there ever been an audit done of the GAA? That's the question I would ask.
But sure, Mortimer, the money is all there. They do their financial report every year, and it's going back to a lot of the grassroots and the club organisations.
I just don't get it, Andrea. I really just don't get it. I can't understand how, and a lot of your callers said it, they're coming up from the country now. It's okay for me. I live in Dublin if I want to, like a bus journey or whatever,
yeah,
or a train over to Croke Park for me, but as a lot of your callers said, like, if you've got...
You feel priced out of it.
Yeah,
and it's
fun.
Most of the people talking, actually, I should say, about GAA and soccer, very few getting in touch, actually, about rugby. But it, for you, you just feel, Paul, it's too difficult to bring the family to a big sporting event.
Absolutely. Like, I know the All-Ireland Hurling Final, this year, it was one of the best games of hurling that I've ever seen. But I'm sure it was shown on BBC, and I'm sure the JAA got the cut out of that as well. You know what I mean?
Listener says, in regards to sporting events being expensive, the National Wheelchair Basketball League games are all free entry. Cup games are actually quite inexpensive too. The season starts in September, October. Listener says, I'm a Munster fan living in Louth. For myself, my wife and child to go to a regular game, it costs about 130 quid for the tickets, add 60 for petrol and the tolls. It's an expensive habit. The NFL, soccer and rugby, they're all paid professionals. The GAA players are amateurs and not paid. So how does the GAA defend excessive ticket prices, asks this listener. Lucy, like for you, does it mean that there's a cap on the number of big sporting events you can go to each year?
Yeah, it does, and especially because I've got four kids, and you were saying about the rugby, so we're a big rugby family as well, and never mind even trying to get the tickets for rugby, because we can get them for Leinster, but that's only because we